It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 10:05 Central Time, 10:06 almost. Or 10:06, if you want to be technical about it. I know that O is a letter, not a number. I learned that a long time ago. My name's Tim Wildman. Welcome to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. Ed Battagliano joining me. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, everybody says that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wesley Wildman. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning. Yeah, I've been guilty of doing the same thing. I try to catch myself.
So zero. If you're winning a baseball game, Wesley, and you call me to tell me, hey, we're winning 3-what?
0.
3-0. You do say 0?
Yes, I do.
3-0 sometimes.
3-0.
But
you know, I do that now that I think about it in the count. So
3-0 count?
3-0. I do that. But
O could be interpreted as shorthand for 0.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
I do. And that's the kind of thing
I
that
catch things like
life.
That. Those things don't just pass me by.
The English language is
tricky.
More complicated than it should be.
See.
Right.
Yes.
See.
Are we? I can go whichever way you want to. French, Spanish.
You're multilingual.
Fred Jackson, good morning.
Yes. I was just thinking as you guys were chatting about military time. That was ingrained in us, my military days.
Yeah.
You don't say 1 o'clock.
Right.
1300, 1400, 1500.
Okay.
Just kind of sticks there.
Yeah. But it's on the 24-hour clock. Right?
It is.
What do you say for like 3:30 in the afternoon?
15:30.
Oh, well, what about if it's not? What about if it's a.m.?
If it's a.m., 0300.
0300.
Not 0300?
No.
All right, Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. We hope you've learned something already this morning on Share-a-thon. Set up our time here, Ed, if you would, please.
All right, it is Share-a-thon, as Tim has mentioned. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we come to our listeners, and we basically, as Tim says, we pass the proverbial or the virtual hat to ask our listeners.
Well, we got an offering plate.
Offering plate.
Yeah.
There we go. Offering
hat's
plate.
Hat's a beggar.
Yeah.
Offering plate's more formal.
Yes. This is a more formal way of asking for you to support American Family Radio. And the fact is that I said 3 days in the spring, 3 days in fall. So last fall, 2023, our Share-a-thon was in October. As a result of the giving that occurred then, last October, you are listening to American Family Radio today. And so we're basically saying that the next 6 months will be dependent upon the generous giving, and our listeners, by and large, are very generous, the generous giving of our listeners. And here's the number to call. If you call this number, you will talk to somebody who's down in Share-a-thon Central, which is just down the hall from us. Most of those folks are staff members, so you'll get to talk to staff members. We do have a handful of people who will come in, drive in, to take part of Share-a-thon. So here's the number if you would like to give. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, I do want to make mention of the fact that until 11 a.m. Central Time, so that is coming up to the next hour, we have the wonderful Wednesday $50,000 challenge. And what that means is
serious?
Absolutely. We're challenging our listeners.
Challenge them.
A group of donors have pledged $50,000 for Share-a-thon, and this group of loyal AFR listeners wants you to join them in supporting this radio ministry that is being used by God to change lives, and we firmly believe that that's what God is using AFR to do. By calling in your pledge in the next hour, will you join this $50,000 challenge by donating now? The number to call is 877-616-2396.
Do they need to say when they call, apply this to the $50,000 challenge?
It'll be understood during the hour.
It will be? Okay. Yep. Understood.
You can give online if you don't like to talk to people. Right. And there are some of us who just don't really like to talk to other people. Antisocial. You can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. Now, Wesley, we do have a couple of premium options for folks.
Yes, we do. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you the new medium roast blend of American Family Coffee called Legacy.
That's the name of the coffee, Legacy?
Legacy is the name of the coffee as a reflection of Pawpaw or Don Wyman's legacy. Or if you become a Great Commission partner, which is a monthly giver of $30 or more, you can receive also the coffee that I mentioned, the medium roast coffee called Legacy. In addition to that, you will also receive the book that Pawpaw wrote, Don Wildman, that is. I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. So becoming a Great Commission partner, you receive both of those gifts.
Yeah, and he wrote that book with in collaboration with his uncle.
That's right.
Excuse me, with my uncle, his brother, Alan Wildman. So it's a great book about the history of the ministry of American Family Association and American Family Radio, and you'll receive that if you become a Great Commission partner. Again, we know not all of you are able to do this, but those who can, we greatly appreciate it if you can make us part of your monthly giving, like $30, $40, $50, $60, $100 a month, whatever you can do, as generous as you can be. And you can do that with a debit or credit card or a bank draft. However you want to do it, we can set that up for you. We call that a Great Commission partner, those who donate monthly in that fashion, so that we can count on it, so that we can budget, so that we can know how much income we're going to have, what allows us to do things. We just purchased a new radio station in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh,
what? It's pending, but we should get final approval, which will give us coverage along the Gulf Coast all the way from, we're in many places on the Louisiana Gulf Coast, and then that'll give us all the way over to nearly Fort Walton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We cover the Alabama Gulf Coast, the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to give us some great coverage. Pensacola. Right. Pensacola is a big retirement community.
Fantastic.
And so a lot
military,
of military.
And so a lot of times those folks in the military are stationed there for right. a while. Mm. Then they are moved to other parts of the country, but they can take their love for AFR with
yes.
them.
Yes, yes.
And listen via
the app. So there you go. All right.
Please help us financially by calling 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net.
I do want to make mention of the fact, and then maybe after that we can play a listener testimony, which we all love, by the way, here, because it is so encouraging for us. I've not heard any of these testimonies. When we play them, I don't get to hear them ahead of time, and so they're fresh to me. But I do want to make mention of something I said yesterday. And folks, I don't apologize for this. There is a rivalry that goes on between the hosts of various programs. It's a friendly rivalry. I'll just say that.
For the most part.
For the most part. It can get a little tense sometimes around the popcorn machine. Yeah. I'm just going to say that. There's a little bit of rivalry between the hosts of the various talk radio programs because each claims that their listeners are the best and the most generous.
Right.
Now, yesterday, we didn't fare so well here on Today's Issues.
Really?
I understand. I understand that we are right in the middle of the morning. A lot of people listen.
They've already given.
They listen and they give on the way to work or as they're getting ready for work or at lunchtime. Okay? But we don't focus on our problems here on this show, folks. We focus on the solution. So for those of you,
I'm with you.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening,
we're not a potted plant show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We have feelings. We have actions.
Yes.
We need to be
proactive.
I guess I got a number for you when you finish.
Okay. So folks, I'm just saying, if you're listening right now, let's show those other shows who's boss. Okay?
In the
spirit of Christian love.
Right, right.
Let's take them to the woodshed and show them what the listeners for today's issues are like. So we're encouraging you to give not in spite,
right,
but in spite of.
Right.
Okay. I'm not even sure what that means. 877.
It sounded good, though. Sound like a proverb.
877-616-2396. Stand with us against the other shows on American Family Radio.
Yesterday, I co-hosted with Dr. Peck, Jessica Peck.
Yes.
On Dr. Nurse Mom, her radio slot on AFR, and there was confirmed 177 callers that called in and gave during that hour. So I don't know where we were when we started this hour, but that's a number. That's a challenge.
So why was that? Were y'all offering some kind of vitamin or something?
We had zero vitamins and zero challenges for us. So, and we've got a challenge this hour.
Yes.
What's the challenge, Ed?
It is a $50,000 challenge. A group of listeners.
Of listeners called again?
A gaggle.
Gaggle.
We named
gaggle of listeners
yesterday. A group of donors have pledged $50,000 for Share-a-thon, and they are challenging other listeners to join with them in giving to American Family Radio during our spring Share-a-thon.
Hey, right now we're averaging 137 donations an hour.
Amen. So, that's good.
Praise the Lord. Let's hear from one of our fine listeners out there across the U.S. of A.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust, the Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
Amen. What a sweet lady there.
Yeah.
What was her name? What Brent Crealy's going to tell us.
Karna. North Carolina.
Karna from North Carolina. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful testimony she had about the impact AFR has had and is having on her life. And we just pray for her right now.
It's the power of radio. One thing she mentioned, we've heard this from so many listeners, they have it on all day. American Family Radio is on in their home. We have truck drivers as they're driving across the country. They use the app and they listen to us all the time.
Yeah. Amen.
So, and obviously North Carolina is one of the many states that we cover with our radio network. Ohio, Iowa, Minnesota, Arkansas, Texas, just to name a few of where our radio station. I believe it's 34 different states. That is, of course, with the app now, you know, we all forget about that at times because everywhere we travel, we have terrestrial radio for us. But the app is also going. That's when you're seeing – like New England here, I'm guessing that's going to be an app because we don't have any, or maybe.
Well, Nashua, aren't we on in Nashua, Ed?
I think, aren't we closer to Manchester?
Manchester.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
It's just up the road
from
Nashua.
But we just have one station in New England.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we cover a good range, which means there's a lot of cost involved in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If you just that alone, that's not even mentioning all the different departments we have on site here. You know, between the stand, written magazine, obviously AFN, which we need to get to a story here soon. American Family Studios, just a lot of different departments and work and AFR.
Yeah.
Just a lot.
Listen.
A lot of cost.
You have our mission statement in front of you?
I do.
Somebody, give folks our mission.
We have our mission statement. It says the mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform America culture by giving aid to the church here and abroad in the task of fulfilling the Great Commission. And the vision, obviously, for us, we've talked about this a lot, and we keep it in front of us. And when we walk in our facilities here, our mission statement and our visions and our values are on the wall. We have to walk.
Literally.
Written on the wall for us to walk past and see every morning before we start devotion. The vision of American Family Association is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. And we know that everything rises and falls on leadership. And we want to be at the forefront of encouraging individuals and other organizations like ours to stay in the fight, and that we are having success and that we are having victories. But it's not, as Papa's mentioned, we've mentioned Papa many times before, we're going to win some, we'll lose some, but our objective is to be faithful in what God's called us to do. We've been able to do that for many, many years, thanks to the listeners and thanks to 5,835 individuals that have called in and pledged just this share-a-thon alone.
Amen. Yeah, we want to be an organization. We are an organization that gives leadership to the Christian community.
Amen.
On various and sundry issues that are facing our nation, and while also, you know, encouraging people's individual walk with the Lord. So it's both, Fred. We want to encourage people in their individual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to promote Jesus Christ and the Bible each and every day. That's why we promote a biblical worldview. We also pay attention to what's happening in our country and around the world. In our country, listen, we live in a wonderful, blessed land, the United States of America. We have some serious problems going on in our country that threatens our existence, quite frankly. And so you might say, well, why do you even pay attention at all to politics and government and those kinds of things, current events? Why do they matter in eternity? Well, not necessarily, but they do matter in the sense that we want to preserve our way of life here in the United States. And Fred's home country of Canada, going through the same type struggle. We don't want to lose our rights and our freedoms and our liberties, because those are wonderful gifts from God. And if we let the cultural Marxist and the so-called progressives succeed in where they want to go, we will be living in a totalitarian country, like basically is the history of the world, right? And as we look around the globe right now, we see China. What do they live in? A totalitarian country where a small group of people can dictate to millions and millions of people how to live, what they can and cannot do. And with respect to how they worship God, can they even worship God? I know Wesley, and this is true in Islamic countries as well. They don't allow
North Korea.
They don't allow for Christianity to flourish. If you can worship at all, you got to be registered. You can't do this. You can't do that. Okay, we're the land of the free, the U.S. of A., and we want to keep it that way. I know you, Wesley, had the privilege to travel with our brother Ray Pritchard, over a decade ago, 12?
It was 12 to 13 years ago.
Yeah. You and he traveled to communist China. You had never been there before, right?
No, I've never been there before. I've been to China. I've been to India. I've been to Honduras. I've been to a couple different places around the country to serve on the mission field. And China and India were by far the most depressing, in my opinion. And it was...
What happened in China? I mean, because you guys experienced this control.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yes, there were a handful of things that they asked me not to share, but the parts that I can share that would be helpful for the audience to bring things into perspective. Me, Wesley Wildman, went to China and had to sit in a hotel lobby over a 45-minute period of time, and they had to walk by us individually. And when they walked, they meaning the missionaries, would walk by you, and when they walked by you, you had to wait 10 minutes before you got on the elevator. There was a time period. It was a long process in which they had...
Because you were being surveilled by the government.
Being surveilled by the government. So there was a time period and a system of way that we had to go through in order to meet.
Was that kind
of
scary, though, when they told you this?
In a secret hotel room. Oh, yeah.
Because you went with Ray Pritchard, because Ray has a ministry in China, Brother Ray.
That's right.
Keep Believing. They have an outreach in China. And so these missionaries from other parts of China were coming to meet Ray, and you were there, too.
Yeah.
And they tell you got to sit in the hotel lobby. In other words, you don't want the government to follow you.
Yeah. So for example, we couldn't the Christians from different parts of China that were coming together to meet in order for us to give them a Christian material in their language, which was part of Ray Pritchard's ministry. We'd give them Christian material in their language. We would give it to them. So we could not just go to McDonald's, sit down, get a Coke, and start passing out Christian material.
I got you.
It didn't work that way. You can't do that. So what we did was we'd meet, and our leader, he told us, when I walk by you, that's your sign to wait 10 minutes to go to the elevator and then
come to the room, come to the hotel room.
And they gave you their hotel room, and you only knocked once. I mean, yeah, it was
something out of a movie.
It's something out of a movie, yeah. It was very serious. And then, of course, afterwards, he said, "Don't post any pictures, you know, on social media. Don't do any of that stuff." I posted one picture that had I thought I was safe to do. I don't have social media now, but I did at the time. And within minutes, the gentleman that was our guide, our Christian guide, he messaged me and said, that's got to come off. And I looked, and it had, in the background of the background, had somebody that was with our group. And he said, that's got to go. And I was like, okay. And I, of course, had no problem pulling it. That's happening. That's a real thing.
Well,
could you imagine somebody coming to America and having to go to that much trouble to do anything, really?
People will email us or call us, and they do. There are, not everyone agrees that Christians should be involved in politics or in the culture. And they'll tell me things like, listen, all this is going to burn. All right, this is not eternal. The United States, the Constitution, you're wasting your time. You should only work to preserve things that are eternal. And this is what I tell them when they say that. I'll say, if your roof leaks, I've used this before on the air, so bear with me if you've heard it. I'll ask them, is it, if your roof leaks, do you fix it? If your car is giving you trouble, do you take it to the mechanic and fix it? If your body starts to tell you that something's not right, do you go see a doctor? And I always say, why? It's all going to burn. Why do you fix things that are not eternal when you're talking about your house, your body, your car, but you won't fix the Republic? Okay. And there's no answer to that.
No, no good answer.
If a person says, I don't get involved in politics because it's not eternal, and they say, and if my roof leaks, I don't fix it. I only spend money on getting the gospel out. I don't fix my car. Okay, then I'll say, all right, you're consistent.
Yes, you're consistent.
Good for you. Yeah. But if you fix those things and then say, but I don't get involved in politics or culture because it's not eternal, I don't want to hear it. There's no conversation here. And like you guys are saying, in some ways, it's even more critical that we fix that we work with God to do things to try to fix our culture and our political system. Because the freedom of religion, the freedom to preach the gospel, the freedom for us to be on the air today is not a guarantee tomorrow. That's why we're involved, because it affects our ability to preach the gospel and to do eternal things.
Well, to your point, on the radio, there is no Christian radio in China.
Right.
The government controls the radio. And so you can't do, there is no Christian radio.
In Canada, you can't talk the way we talk about things like homosexuality or the transgender movement. You lose your license, right, Fred?
That is correct. Yeah. You won't get a license if that's your plan, to have a Christian radio station.
Yeah, we're not too far behind Canada.
Right.
Canada's kind of tracking with Western Europe, unfortunately. So
we need your help.
America is a beacon of liberty and freedom, and we can't lose our country to these God haters.
Right.
So we got to fight back spiritually, at the ballot box, writing, speaking out, whatever we can do.
And you know, Tim, we might lose. That we're talking about being faithful. We might lose the battle, but we're not going to stop fighting until that day comes.
We're not going to lose because we quit and walked off the field.
There you go. Yeah.
You like that?
Right.
That was
good. I love that.
That was good right there, what I just did. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Cindy Cryer. It's a privilege to have worked on air at AFR for 9 years, three of those right there in Tupelo. My fondest memory of Don was when he walked into the radio station in Topeka, Kansas, that I put on the air just to sell it. He was in a dapper hat and a trench coat, and he looked big as life when they chose to buy the station. A month later, he hired me to work at KCFN in Wichita, and then later on in Tupelo. Well, one of the things with a broken leg is you have 3 months of laying around, and I've cried big tears of some of my regrets, and so I just want to pass on to each one of you. I'd have made better decisions had I not neglected spending alone time with the Lord instead of working so hard. So as you move forward and continue Don's work, to each of you, just encourage you to spend time alone with the Lord so you can be refreshed.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It was the middle of winter, the year 1916. Glenn and Floyd Cunningham were, as usual, the first to arrive at the little Kansas schoolhouse. They began their routine of building a fire. Neither knew that the night before, the Ladies' Literary Society had met in the school and that somehow gasoline for the lanterns had gotten mixed with kerosene for the stove. The result was an explosion that engulfed the boys in flame. Somehow they made their way home. Floyd soon died. Glenn managed to live, but the doctor gave a gloomy report. Glenn may never walk again. 7-year-old Glenn Cunningham heard the doctor's words, and he made a vow. He would walk again. "Doc, I don't want to sit," said Glenn. "I want to walk and run, and I will." Well, for the next 6 months, Glenn and his mother worked for hours each day, massaging the legs. At the end of 6 months, Glenn was walking. 2 years later, he was running, not fast, but running. When Glenn was 12, he entered his first mile race and won. It was the beginning of a career that was to bring Glenn Cunningham fame and satisfaction. Glenn continued to run and continued to win. He worked his way through the University of Kansas. In college, the intercollegiate records began to fall beneath his driving legs, legs that weren't supposed to walk. In 1933, he was awarded the James E. Sullivan Award as the amateur athlete who had done the most to advance sportsmanship. In 1936, he earned his master's degree from the State University of Iowa. At the Olympics in Berlin that summer, Cunningham broke the Olympic record for 1,500 meters, despite the fact that he finished second. Then at Dartmouth College in 1938, Glenn reached the summit. He ran the indoor mile in 4 minutes, 4.4 seconds, a new world record. The boy who may never walk again had become the world's fastest indoor miler. Glenn Cunningham knew there was more to life than running. Soon it was Dr. Glenn Cunningham. He and his wife, Ruth, returned to their Kansas ranch, 840 acres he had bought with his savings. Having a love and reverence for life and believing that each person could make a go of it if given a fair shake, Glenn set forth to aid youth. After a speech in 1947 at a church, the minister asked to speak with Glenn in private. "There's a boy here in desperate need," the minister said. "Billy is apathetic, completely wrapped up in a shell nobody can pierce. Can you help?" That was the first of more than 8,000 youths that Glenn and Ruth took in. It meant they would lose their ranch. It meant hardships and heartaches. But the same determination, the same patience, the same strong belief that had made Glenn a winner at running made him a winner at providing for his youth. Glenn once said that God has granted Ruth and me 8,000 miracles, and we are humbly grateful. When you think about it, that's not so unusual. Miracles always come when one has faith, hope, love, and dedication. Glenn Cunningham is real proof of that.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Sweet Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Hey, man, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Spring Share-a-thon it is here in April. We thank you for listening to AFR. And if you've given already, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
For all those who made pledges, called in. You sent your pledge form in the mail prior to our Share-a-thon. We received that and we included it in our total. We are bumping up against 6,000 pledges from families and individuals. Amen. Amen. So that's, we're off to a great first day and a half almost here on Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And if you haven't called and made your pledge and been as generous as you possibly can, now's the time to call at 8. Here's the phone number. All you need to do is call this phone number, and you call our offices and here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we take your phone call. And most of, we do have some volunteers who've come in from across the country to help us answer the phones, and we also have a lot of our staff doing that. There's a lot of our AFR team here. So here's the phone number to call and make your gift and be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. And what's our theme verse, Ed?
Our theme for the Share-a-thon is Faithful God. So the verse that goes along with that is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. I'm reading from the ESV. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful. And, you know, some of our listeners may know this. I don't know that all of them do. But we have staff here who are in charge of our radio network. They pray together in between Share-a-thons to try to get the mind of the Lord, so to speak, on what the theme should be. And so everything about Share-a-thon is bathed in prayer. We start our day just on a regular work day with devotions and prayer requests, time of prayer. Folks, this ministry take seriously the fact that we believe that God has called us to this ministry, and we don't want to work according to the strength of the flesh, but according to the power of the Holy Spirit. So,
amen.
God is faithful. That is the theme for our Share-a-thon.
Well, joining us right now is our brother and colleague, Abraham Hamilton III, who is general counsel for our ministry, but also heard each afternoon on the Hamilton Corner, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time, right here on American Family Radio. Good morning, Abe.
Good morning.
Hey, you want to expound on that? What does that mean, that verse mean, when it says God is faithful? My question is, God is faithful to who or what? What is that talking about?
Oh, man. God is overwhelmingly consistent in his person, his character, his nature, and his faithfulness. In that he is unchanging in that disposition. And so when we consider the faithfulness of God, we can also identify his reliability. You know, it's one of the attributes of God that we often discuss in our family, for example, when we do things, and this might seem strange, but when we do things even with math, you know, because we ask the questions about the math facts, what's 2 + 2? But we also endeavor to include the worldview considerations that really have implications on math. Is 2 + 2 always going to be 4? And can 2 + 2 ever be anything but 4? And so our children have learned that 2 + 2 is 4, 2 + 2 will always be 4, and 2 + 2 will never be anything but 4 because of the consistency and the faithfulness of God. He's created a universe that allows us to discern math facts, and the consistency of the universe is unchanging. Without that consistency, we wouldn't be able to conduct the experimentation that allows us to arrive at different math facts and scientific facts. And so the consistency and the stability of our universe is a reflection of the constancy of God, who never changes.
Thank you so much, Abe. This is Wesley here. Part of our values here at AFA, we have 5 core values that we keep in front of us all the time: evangelism and discipleship, marriage and family, sanctity of human life, stewardship, and religious liberty. On your program, obviously, you cover all of those, but you have a heavy emphasis on marriage and family. And you start with your program reminding the audience often about the importance of what goes on at home is far more important than what goes on anywhere else, especially in D.C. And so the importance of the family is a crucial part of your ministry on the radio. Why is that?
Yeah, man, that's a great question, Wesley. Thank you for asking that.
It was my idea first.
Well, I mean, you know.
I gave him the green light. But I don't want to take, you know, I don't want to
yeah. take it.
Whenever I say thank you, Wesley, because he is offspring of one Tim. Tim and Wesley. So really, that can't be distinguished. So when I say thank you, Wesley, that meant thank you, Tim, as well.
I did not mean
no, that was the law. That was the lawyer way of saying
Yeah. So
you didn't mean to take credit.
I didn't want
you
to
did it accidentally.
I didn't want to draw attention to myself. I just wanted.
2 minutes later, right. Still talking about Tim here. Yeah. No.
What was the question?
He's got it. Go.
Yeah, no, we endeavor to highlight the significance of the family, even saying something that seems simple and it can seem, you know, unnecessary, but describing what happens in our family, it's our full-time commitment as opposed to what we do to generate revenue, because the world works very feverishly to have us to place significance and importance on everything else.
Yeah.
When the reality is the first institution that God created, you know, this is the creator God who could have unfolded his creation, human history, however he wanted to, but he explicitly started with the first human institution being the family, with marriage at the center. The first command that God gave to mankind was given within the familial context, because the simple reality is the fundamental foundation of all things that are church and even things that are civil government is the family. You will never be able to out church or even out politic deficiencies that we have in the home. So it doesn't mean that we don't want to address other areas and other disciplines and other systems, but we certainly don't want to neglect the family in an effort to be faithful in other areas.
Abe, it's Fred here, and I think one of the hallmarks of what we believe in is that truth isn't changing from time to time, and that's what we're seeing in our culture out there today, that truth is based on a person's feelings, whereas we base our truth here on God's word, and we serve a God who never changes.
Is that a question there, or a statement?
I just wanted his comment.
Observation, okay.
Yeah. Even that whole concept that is culturally popular today to say your truth or my truth, the fundamental reality is there's no such thing as your truth or my truth. Truth is objective. And so our commitment to contend for the truth is because we stand on the truth. And so the idea of this subjectivity, this moral relativism, those things are fundamentally flawed in that they're unbiblical. And because they're unbiblical, they simply are not true.
Amen. All right. What are you going to be? You going to be here this afternoon? You doing your show remote or what?
No, I'll be in studio? This afternoon. Yes, sir. Day two, Spring Share-a-thon is going to be our focus. I've been working with the AFS team with going through the legal things with clips and things for Brother Don's documentary that's coming up. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about that this evening on the program.
Okay, so you'll have some people from AFS on?
Well, yeah, I had M.D. Perkins on yesterday.
Okay, good.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about the documentary.
AFS is American Family Studios. That's short for American Family Studios.
Yes,
all right, thank you, Abe. Take care, brother.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, Abraham Hamilton III, everybody. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You want to hear Abe this afternoon? He'll be on at 5:05 or military time. It would be what, Fred?
Military time, that would be 5:05.
No, not military. That'd be 1700.
Oh, 17. That was 1705. You're right.
1705?
Yes. Oh, I faux pod. 1705.
And the only reason.
Boy, we're giving Fred the business here.
So what would 5:05 be this afternoon, p.m. Central Time? What would that be?
If you want it military
Military time.
1705.
There you go. This afternoon for an hour, roughly an hour, our brother Abraham Hamilton will be on the radio right here on American Family Radio. And you're listening to Share-a-thon on AFR. If you haven't given, or if you want to give a second gift, we welcome that. Right now, if you want to give to American Family Radio, how do they do that?
Well, it's very simple, really. A couple of different options. If you'd like to give to our Spring Share-a-thon, again, the theme for this Spring Share-a-thon is Faithful God. Here is the number to call. And when you call this number, you will get a receptionist or a person on the phone I don't think we've got names.
A live person.
A live
person. A real
person. Right down the hall from us, not somebody from Bangladesh. Or,
no. We're going to put you on hold for 10 minutes or tell you where you are in the queue.
Yes.
You're fifth in line. Please
so
hold.
You will talk to a live person right here from our flagship station headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi. Here's a number to call, 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396.
That's in stereo.
That's in stereo. You can go to afr.net if you'd like to give safely and securely online. Now, we do have a couple of premium options.
Do we really?
Yeah, we do. A couple of options for a one-time gift of $150 or more.
Or more.
You will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association. The name of it is Legacy. Now, folks, I don't drink coffee myself, so I'm not gonna try to sell you on drinking coffee.
Wesley does.
I will. But if you drink coffee,
I will.
My wife, who's a coffee connoisseur, loves AFA coffee. So I'm just going to tell you can trust her. You can trust Wesley. Other
I
folks
drink it all the time.
You drink
too.
It all the
I have
time.
A drinking problem.
It's excellent. It's excellent coffee. Or now that's for a one-time gift of $150 or more. If you become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the coffee, but you will receive the book "I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan" by our late dear founder, Brother Don Wildman. He wrote that book, "I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan," with his brother, Alan Wildman.
Hey, we just hit 6,000 pledges.
Amen. Amen. We're Amen. Right on.
We're 6,000 pledges to for our share-a-thon. God bless you, everybody who's called in or mailed in your pledge. 6,001 now.
That's right.
6,001. What's that phone number if folks want to call in right now, make a gift, and be as generous as you can, folks? Hey, listen, folks, we can't make it without your gifts. Yeah. I mean, there is no American Family Radio without, as you've
said.
Wait
a second. We get all that government money and all that, all those corporate money, don't we?
I got a couple.
Neither.
Things to say. No, no.
Take neither.
Listen, we don't get government money, and if the government came and said, "Here's some money," we would say, "We don't want it."
That's right.
Okay, we're not accepting government money when government strings are attached. So that's out of the question. We're supported solely by people who believe in what we're doing, and they listen to us. I'm amazed, quite frankly, that we have so many people across the country who give to us, and many of them will never see us, you know.
Face to face.
Now, you are invited, okay? We always have a standing invitation for people to come see us here in our studios, in our home offices in Tupelo, Mississippi. But for some people, that'll never happen. But they make a gift and a donation anyway.
Right.
Because they trust us, and they believe in what we're doing, and they hear us, and they say, "I stand with you."
Yeah.
And that means so much to us and encourages us every time we have a share-a-thon like this, because radio is often, you know, like a one-way communications tool.
Right.
That's right.
You know, we talk and people listen to it, but we don't.
We don't see them listening. We don't know what impact it has.
Right, sure. Right. So let me get the phone number, and then I want to hear from one of our great listeners out there across the U.S. of A. Here's our phone number, 877. This is to call and make a gift, make a donation, if you feel led to do that. If you don't feel led to do that, you should feel led.
No, that's...
Don't you think that's... Is that okay to say? I believe in what we're doing.
Sure, so, absolutely.
Anyway, you should feel led to give. If you don't, you need to pray about that. 877-616-2396. Again, the toll-free telephone number is 877-616-2396. Or go to afr.net.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Amen, sister. From DeRidder, Louisiana. Who was that, Brent?
Catherine.
God bless Catherine and that encouraging word she left on our voicemail. All right, speaking of what we're doing here and the importance of it, there was a story that broke yesterday, Fred, that kind of points back to what we're talking about, why we're different.
Absolutely. You guys were talking a few moments ago. We don't take a penny of government money.
No.
But there is a network in this country, National Public Radio, who they take bokuda money, as we say, in Canada.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right, right.
Now, most of our listeners that they've heard of NPR would say, yeah, they have kind of a liberal bend. No kidding. Yesterday, a current employee, in fact, an employee of NPR for 26 years, an award-winning senior editor. His name is Uri Berliner. He's won Peabody Award, Edward R. Murrow Award. Well, he has had enough of the bias at NPR, and he wrote a 9-page opinion piece on just how biased it is inside of NPR. Biased to the tune of basically almost all the editors are card-carrying Democrats. And in this, he was interviewed about this. Uri Berliner is his name once again. And he has decided to investigate how many registered Democrats there are working for NPR News versus how many registered Republicans. This is what he found out. Cut three.
At one point, I got so frustrated with what I saw was the sort of the lack of different perspectives in our coverage that I decided to look at voter registration among our staff. And what I found was 87 registered Democrats on our editorial staff, 0 Republicans. I presented this at a all hands or a large news meeting. And I said, hey, look, something's gone wrong here.
No kidding.
0 Republicans. 87-0?
87-0. You talk about lopsided. He goes on in this article, and Brent is going to post this for us from the Free Press. He went on to say, for example, during the whole Russiagate thing, that they took their cue, NPR, from whatever Democrat Adam Schiff was saying. Adam Schiff said he had irrefutable proof that Donald Trump was benefiting from the Russians. Well, when that was proven wrong by the 2-year investigation, they didn't cover that story, the end result. The laptop story. Remember the laptop story?
Hunter Biden's
laptop story? They said, we're not going to do that story. He says this in his piece. We're not going to do that story because it might help Donald Trump. He says when it came to the debate during COVID, that, you know, the Wuhan lab, where did it come from? We're not going to touch that. They just presented Anthony Fauci's conclusions on this or statements on this as the gospel truth. On and on it goes. And basically the bottom line is, he says there's a reason. And he even quotes a survey. Back in 2011, at least there were 30 or 40% listeners who identified themselves as conservative. That has almost totally disappeared. He said the election of Donald Trump changed everything at NPR. They just decided to do away with objective journalism completely. Now they are activists for the Democratic Party.
They should be defunded, okay?
Absolutely.
This is National Public Radio we're talking about. And if you're just joining us, what Fred was referencing, there was a bombshell story yesterday because one of their most senior editors.
Yes, he's a business editor.
His name again is what?
Uri Berliner.
Basically, he did a whistleblower story where he wrote like many, many pages about, and he's not a conservative, okay? But he wrote an article. He said, I've worked for NPR for a long time, and now it's just complete and totally left-wing groupthink. And they don't even hardly acknowledge that a Republican has an idea worthy of being heard, or a conservative, or certainly not a Christian. And so they're just pushing a left-wing agenda. So for people who've listened to National Public Radio on and off over the years, and you go, they've changed. They used to be with a liberal bent, but now it's just all left-wing stuff all the time. Well, you're not crazy, because the guy who works for them says, yeah, they do that on purpose. I know from the inside, Ed. Ed and then Wesley. Sure.
Well, I think that Fred's point about this changing dramatically when Donald Trump was elected in 2016, here's why I think that happened, why that was a watershed moment. I think most of the left, most of those that we call elites in this country, expected Hillary Clinton to win, and the quote-unquote progressive march to control our country and change it dramatically, they just expected that to continue going on. When Donald Trump shocked the political world, shocked the entire world, businessman, by winning and threatening to stop that quote-unquote march of progress, they decided, and I'm talking about the news media like NPR, no more playing around with this. We've got to go for the jugular. And so what we are going to do is no longer be reporters. We're going to be activists.
Yes.
Because the in their minds, the fate of the nation hung in the balance. Well, you know what? The fate of the nation does hang in the balance, but it's not because the quote-unquote progressive playbook is being challenged. It's because our constitutional republic is being threatened.
And it's not just NPR. You saw what happened when the former head of the Republican National Committee, Ron McDaniel, when she was hired by NBC. This just happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
There was open rebellion. I'm talking open on the air. On the air. They said, this is horrible. We cannot have somebody from the Republican National Committee working for us. NBC had signed a contract for $300,000 with this woman. She lasted 5 days.
Right.
Because the staff rebelled. We can't have somebody from that background.
Because it's all groupthink.
That's right. With these people. So it was 87, is that staff or is those news reporters that were Democrats?
From the newsroom there in Washington.
87 to zero. 87 Democrats, zero Republicans. He surveyed his colleagues.
That is the same percentage of what you're going to find on college campuses with professors, too. I've seen the numbers as well.
Yes.
And so you're getting that as well. Yeah, y'all want me?
I know one Republican, but I won't out him.
The one, yeah.
Here, I won't out him on the radio here.
You mean put y'all to sleep real quick? Because NPR's responded to this.
Oh, NPR's responded to this.
Yeah.
You mean to what this gentleman said?
Yes.
Yeah.
NPR's chief news executive, Edith Chapman, wrote in a memo after Tuesday afternoon, they met in response to Berliner. We are proud to stand behind the exceptional work that our desk and the shows do to cover a wide range of challenging stories. We believe that inclusion among our staff with our sourcing and our overall coverage is critical to telling the nuanced stories of the country.
Yeah, that's not answering.
Right. No.
Charge.
That's saying we're good.
Yeah. And more.
Put you to sleep on there.
When this individual lady talks about inclusion, it doesn't include conservatives.
No.
It doesn't include Christians or Republicans.
They may say we're inclusive. Hey, we got a white, a black, an Asian, and a Middle Easterner over here working for us. Okay. But guess what? They don't have diversity of thought.
Right.
That's right. No.
Okay.
That's right.
It's all, as I mentioned, the word groupthink and what they call a progressive manner. And so, why is that important? Because, hey, we do have a bias here. We'll admit to it, folks, at American Family Radio.
Christian worldview.
Our bias is we're promoting Christianity.
Worldview. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
And we do so unapologetically. And so, when we cover news and events, we do cover it from a biblical worldview perspective. We'll be back right after the news with more on American Family Radio Share-a-thon.